Welcome back, everybody, to Room Pack's Reza Chat Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Ramsdell. This podcast series features a variety of topics for residence education professionals and the folks who work with university housing. But this is a very special episode. I'm honored to be part of kind of a whole suite of different content and celebrations in honor of the 10th anniversary of Room Pack's founding. So we're just going to have some fun, have a more casual conversation for this episode, and have everybody quickly introduce themselves before we lead into everyone kind of sharing their favorite memories. But we will go in order of tenure for all the folks that we'll have featured as part of this episode, starting with Blake. Kick us off with just telling us who you are.
Hi, everyone. My name is Blake Chambliss. I'm a software engineer. My pronouns are he, him, his, and I've been at Room Pack since March 2021.
I'm Pat Cunningham. I'm a software engineer. I've been at Room Pack since fall of 2020, and my pronouns are he, him.
My name is Jung Yoon. My pronouns are he, him. I'm the director of business development here at Room Pack. I have been with Room Pack since October of 2018.
And hey, everyone, my name is Paul Brown, he, him, his pronouns. My current title is director of the campus experience. I've been with Room Pact for 7 years, and my previous title, so my initial title when I started 7 years ago, was Director of Curriculum Training and Research.
Hey, all. My name is Matt Unger. I he, him, his, and I am the founder and president here at Room Pact. I've been here for 10 years since I started the thing. It's just really great to have everybody here in kind of the same virtual room to reflect on the past 10 years, because we've come quite a long way. I remember one of the things that I used to tell myself in the early days was when it got really hard, when I didn't sleep, we had no clients, there was nobody, nothing. I would tell myself that I just need to string together 2,000 days, just make a little bit of progress every single day for 2,000 days. And that was kind of, I don't know where the 2,000 came from, but it's really a lot. So I don't know why I put that in my head as something that I needed to achieve. But I did, and now we're here, and we're almost at double the number of days there. Next year we'll be at 4,000. So it's been a wonderful 10 years. And I have to say that I think some of my favorite memories from Room Pact are really the early day ones. Right now is awesome, and I love working with all of you. But when I think about the early days, that was kind of the scrappy time where I had no idea what I was doing. We had no resources. It was, you're kind of just, yes, exactly. Even I did some coding and things like that. It's been a long journey. So one of the things that I'll never forget is our first exhibit hall ever. It was me and my wife, Megan, who was then my girlfriend, and my dad. We didn't have anybody else on the team, so I kind of conned them into coming, and I guaranteed them a solid room at the Econo Lodge in Indianapolis, and they were on board. I'm not sure if there was any reluctance on their part, but they came. One of the biggest mistakes that I made was not converting time zones. So we were an hour later than I thought we were going to be, because we were going from Central to Eastern. And nowadays, I'm just used to working from schools all over the country. So in my head, I'm just fully aware of all time zones. But that was one of the bigger mistakes.
Yeah, nice to be able to look back. And yeah, I mean, what just like generally like the scrappy days where you're sort of just like hungry and hustling and those sort of things. But even just sort of like, you know, I guess like silly mistakes and not like, you know, letting things like that, I guess, like hang over you or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, it's even just like, you know, I've observed Room Pact for a long time, so it's kind of just cool to get kind of the behind the scenes of sort of like, yeah, from the very beginning and everything like that. But and I think we'll circle back to you maybe after everyone's gone, you know, sharing their memories to allow you to kind of double dip, Matt, if you want, of anything sort of fun and reflections and all that. But we'll do kind of the same order with favorite memories, you know, since folks joined the team, favorite Room Pact memories. So we'll start with you again, Blake, if you want to share and reflect on your favorite memory.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite memories was actually just before I officially started at Room Pact. I was transitioning from working solely at higher ed institutions And so I was a little nervous about breaking into like the private sector and, you know, would it still feel, you know, like I was working at a place that had a lot of values related to education. And I found that to be true throughout the interview, meeting everyone. A lot of people in this group has higher ed experience as well. And just before I started, I received this huge box from Matt with handwritten notes about how excited they were to have me on board. And it just felt very welcoming from even before I officially started on that first day. So that was just something I truly valued in a great memory.
I don't even think you, I know, I, well, it made me think of something, you know, that's like, I don't know if we've ever said this, Blake, but like you said, you know, you were looking for a place that maybe conformed with your values coming from a higher ed setting. That was in part why you were hired. So we were looking for people that fit with the values. So not only were you hoping to find that, but that's what we were hoping to find in people too. I don't know. That's what also gave you kind of that extra bonus point in that interview process.
I'll take it. I mean, it was truly something I was very particular as I was looking for new roles, because I kind of hit the threshold with my position I was in and wasn't particularly enjoying the work I was doing. And so I was a little hesitant, but, you know, y'all had kind of the same values I was looking for. And so I'm glad it worked both ways.
Thinking about that box, Blake, reminds me of how much room-packed stuff each of us has in our homes. Raise your hand if you have something room-packed, like swag in your house, garage. Well, I just mean like 10, 20, 100 that we are going to be giving out in bulk.
I have a whole room just filled with boxes that...
Don't look under my bed. Don't look under my bed.
When Blake mentioned the box, it just made me think, when I first ordered, like we had these custom room packed boxes with our logos all over them. And it was way cheaper if you bought like 100 or 200 of them. So of course I did. So I'm just remembering like a pile of boxes in one of our old offices. And now that we're all remote, that means that all the swag is in our houses.
I still have those boxes. I still have all of them. Yeah. Do you know how many room pack onesies I have in the garage? Just like, I understand, like, Matt, you know, had his first kid and it was like really into babies at the time. But like looking back at it now, I'm like, are we gonna actually give these out?
Room pack onesies are like it, my friend. When someone has a baby, trust me, you give them a room pack onesie. Like the best giveaway ever.
Yeah, I'll bring it to Portland and we'll see. Maybe there's a few folks out there that wants it.
People are going to start getting onesies in the mail.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, because I think like a lot of organizations will, you know, probably just think through like, oh, you know, like care package for somebody starting, they get the swag and all that. But just like hearing how especially important that warmth, and I think it had maybe a little bit more of a personal touch, sounds like, than maybe things like that often sort of are, just sort of like, hey, here's a box, t-shirts and all that and whatever, like, so that's really great. But and I guess just moving right along, because I'm already loving sort of the the banter going on so far, so I'm excited to hear Pat, what is your favorite room packed memory?
Comment that I had forgotten about the welcome box that I got from Matt, but I got a very similar thing with lots of handwritten notes, and it was very endearing in the you know, welcome, and really like carries through the whole way that Matt is to work for and room packs values. But on kind of a more fun note, since we are all remote, we try to get together twice a year, usually around different conferences that we're going to, and have some fun, do some work, and get to know each other in a way that we don't, since we all work in different locations. And so we've been on some fun retreats. I think most recently was we went to New Orleans and got to do a handful of different activities there. Some fun stories about almost getting pickpocketed while me and John were walking around at night. at one of our retreats in Florida. We were going to go on like one of the like big group boat things, but there was some scheduling issue. And so Matt found a small charter boat, and we got to explore the inland waterways of Sarasota, I believe would be the way to describe those. And it was a lot of fun to just sit and hang out and chat in that informal setting with everyone that we spend our days working together with.
You forgot the best part about New Orleans, which was the food tour with Gary Busey. I swear, so we did this food tour, and our tour guide literally looked just like Gary Busey, acted just like Gary Busey, to the point that like we have a picture with our tour guide, and I posted it on social media and said, food tour with Gary Busey, and people believed me because, I mean, it literally looked like him.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, because I guess, yeah, just like colorful characters and those sort of like those are like always some of the more like memorable moments where it's just like oh yeah, like it's like that idea of like you could have just like left it at that, and I felt like that mystery would have even like been like just as good of just like, oh yeah, Gary Busey, right? Like but that's what I wonder too, like the lore of all the like team meetings and everything. I'm sure there's many people's probably memories that they might share is kind of attached to those, so that's great.
So that led me to remember that I never thought that my job would become such an event planning job, but I feel like that's kind of a significant part of what I do. And whenever we do these retreats, I'll plan something. And sometimes there's like, I know it's going to be good. It's going to be a decent thing that we're doing. But every once in a while, I try to look for something where I'm like, okay, this event could either be a home run and everybody will love it, or it just won't be that great at all. And whenever we go to any of these events, I'm just looking at the other four people here from RoomPact, and I'm just like trying to observe, are they enjoying this? Are they not? And then I'm just waiting with bated breath. Did this suck or was it awesome? And then usually within like 15 minutes, we know, but we have fun either way. And like you said, Dustin, so often it does rely on the personality of whoever might be joining us. In New Orleans, we had an awesome cooking instructor. And he was super funny, and I think that was really helpful for the event. What were you going to mention, John?
That bike tour that we did in Sarasota. That's the one that I'm like, I don't need to do that again, because it was.
I'm the one that definitely doesn't need to do that again.
Yeah, 12 miles. We're just riding bikes around in the sun.
I tried to offer you the electric bike.
And then I forgot we had to outrun there was a big storm coming. So we had to hustle on those bikes. We didn't plan for that. And then that's why we had to change the boat situation. Oh man, it was fun. It worked out though. It worked out better than it could have.
It's hard planning for people with different interests and different, you know, what they find fun and things like, I mean, it's like planning for an RA staff that all wants to go off in different directions. So you do a good job at it.
I think when something has a high likelihood of being a swing and a miss, I chat with you guys about it. So like for that Sarasota one, I was like, what's the thing where you climb in trees? What is that called? Like ropes course. Yeah. I was like, should we do a ropes course? And I think two of you were like, no, I hate heights. So I was like, okay.
Oh yeah. That was a definite veto from me. I was like, no, thank you.
So I get light feedback if it could be a swing and a miss.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, like you said, like it's hard to get a lot of people to agree on anything, much less sort of these like excursions and experiences and everything, and just that, you know, due diligence and just sort of, I guess, like creativity or imagination, you know, that you're trying to bring to it, Matt, of just sort of like not just, you know, sticking to like the same thing. It could be, you know, yeah, widely different things. And if nothing else, it is a memory making, you know, bonding experience and all that. But well, I'm curious, John, if you want to share your favorite memory, because you already had strong feelings about bike riding in Sarasota. That obviously is a memory, not the favorite memory. But yeah, what do you have for us?
So a lot of the retreats are really fun, but maybe it's worth talking a little bit about some of the sales memories that I have. My first sale, I remember it was like in the middle of the day. I was working out of New York at the time, and Matt calls me. And he says, you know, we got the check. That was my first sale ever close, and you know, I still remember that, right? And then when I moved to Chicago, kind of, well, Matt gave me like a little welcome to Chicago box, similar to Blake, and that was really great too. But some of the best thing about working at RoomPact is the just the consistency of it, right? Like, you go to conferences all over the country, you go to cities that you never would ever go to by yourself. You see the same companies and the people that works at other companies, and there's just I don't know, there's just a lot of fun. There's a little diversity, not diversity, or I guess diversity in like where you go of locations, but also consistency in the same people that you see every time. So that's really great.
That's why I like going to conferences. That's why I always like working in student affairs, because like every year I'd go to ACPA. ACPA was always my conference, and it's like getting to have a reunion with people at least once a year that you don't see any other way. It's like, it's kind of what made the field so much fun for me, because like, where else do you kind of get that?
Well, I think especially in jobs that are remote, you know, like, that's for me like something that I feel very compelled towards. It's like, yeah, like I want to be in community, you know, with people, because like, yeah, like sometimes it's either like that sort of balance of like, yeah, I want to see some of the same people, I want to meet new people, you know, and then just like the locations, but that like sense of community, whether it's even just like in the organization you work in, or just in the field, you know, at large, yeah, is like it's a nice thing to have.
I would like to go back to Jong's first sale and mention that I don't want to take credit for this, but Jong, I'm pretty sure I sent you a Wendy's gift card to celebrate. Did I not? A Wendy's gift card was sent to you at some point for your first sale.
I don't remember that. So yeah, so there. So internally, there's a thing that I have a weird obsession with Wendy's. It's that's the food that I eat when, you know, things go well, and then also the food that I eat when like a little pick me up, you know, don't go well. So the running joke is every time I get a commission check comes in, I go buy Wendy's, and yeah, that's what Matt is referring to there.
I feel like Reed Hastings, like the guy over Netflix, he has some tradition like that where he always goes to like Denny's and gets a grand slam. There's something related to that. So there's precedence. I would choose Wendy's over a grand slam at Denny's, though.
Medium oh, yeah. Baconator, you know?
From the budgetary standpoint, a Wendy's celebration is very easy to cover. Always happy to do it.
Yeah. Right, you go in there with like, you know, $100 or so. You live like a king, you know? You just, that's awesome. Yeah, because I think, yeah, that's like obviously a unique thing of like you being, you know, the one who's sort of driving the closing of those deals and everything. So just having that, like, you know, that's very much uniquely your, you know, sort of memory of having that first sale, and maybe your biggest sale, or, you know, like different things.
Biggest sales. Some sales, it's just the person at the school wants to get RoomPack so bad, and we just struggle for years. There's like 2-3 years that we're trying, and gets rejected and trying and gets rejected, and we finally get it through. Though I think those are the best sales, right? We've been working on it for so long, and you have to really work together to justify RoomPact to people that don't know what RoomPact is or necessarily like the challenges of residence life. And so we're just working together for a year, 2 years, sometimes even 3 years, and those are really the most rewarding.
Yeah, those are the higher ed, procurement and whatnot. Cycles are often quite long to begin with, but yeah, they can drag on. But Paul, we'll have you go next. What is your? I mean, you have many years, obviously, just under Matt as, you know, the longest tenured non-founder person here. So, what is your favorite memory?
Yeah, because I can, then I'll go. I'll go way back to like, so RoomPact itself is 10. We had our first clients 9 years ago. And then I started 7 years ago. So there were 2 years of clients before I started. And, you know, we mentioned at the beginning that it was like the Wild West. I mean, it literally was. I remember that this actually predates me, but I remember the Matt saying that they got their first clients and it's the fall and they're like, oh, shoot, I guess someone needs to train them on the software. And this is like in August. So it was like, oh, right, I guess we should do that. So, I mean, a fun kind of background fact about RoomPact is that it's a bootstrap company, meaning Matt found the money amongst friends and things like that through loans and whatnot. It wasn't something where some venture capitalist or other company poured in this money. And so when he used the term scrappy, that really means we started kind of from nothing and we had to build everything, which has a lot of advantages, which could be a whole nother episode. But it also means that you kind of have to figure it out. And that was actually one of the most fun things about me starting at RoomPact, because I had worked in higher ed for 20 years. So I worked at institutions that were pretty much established. So even institutions that were a little messy still had some procedures in place, still had, you know, like they opened up every year. So like there were things in place, but this was like walking into a space where it's like, oh, someone needs to do that. That doesn't exist. Okay, we need to create it. And so we were constantly creating new stuff or realizing, oh, right, got to figure that out, or, you know, things like that, that, and there was no necessary model for that. I think some of my most fun experiences were the just get in there and figure it out. You know, and now that we've reached 10 years, there's a whole lot less of that figuring it out. Like the basics are all covered. They're all pretty solid. So that early time was just really fun for okay, let's go. Got to get done. Let's figure it out. That's probably some of my favorite memories relate back to the, oh gosh, we have clients now. What do we do?
I think that was such a change from where you came, Paul, where you're used to working at an institution. And it was at the time where we were with RoomPact was like the stark opposite, like you said, where there was just nothing. And I think you really embraced that. I was really impressed because I think sometimes that is a really difficult transition for people to go from higher education to even a built up company. So it was an even bigger jump. And I'll never forget one of the first times, I don't know. I mean, you were basically going to join us at RoomPact, but you didn't quite yet. Maybe you did, but there were three of us, not including you, who were working on RoomPact, three or four of us. And the first time you came into our office, it was like, oh, hey, Paul, great to see you in person for the first time. By the way, one of us just quit, so we are one fewer. I hope that's okay with you. And you were just like, oh yeah, totally, that's fine.
Yeah, you know, you come in for a quote-unquote interview. It was an interview of sorts. And, you know, someone quits the day you arrive. They're not there.
It's better that they like didn't like quit in front of you. Like you just walk in like, you know what? I can't do this. I got to get out of here. Like
some dramatic, you know. Throw the desk up.
Well, and that's something just like like an observer, just as like a quick sort of add on to like the bootstrapping thing. Like I've always given you all a lot of respect for that. Like that is fairly exceptional for anybody that doesn't like know how these things sort of work. So just kudos for that. But
yeah, well, and I mean, we also try things. That's also what makes RoomPact fun is, you know, we're more established now, so we don't need to worry about, oh shoot, we've got schools, we got to train them. We're past that point, but we're still allowed to experiment and do things because we don't have someone who's funding us looking over our shoulder asking questions. Like we can come to decisions as a team and say, yeah, that's something that we want to do, right? So it's really fun. For those of you that happen to be watching the video of this episode, Matt has a neon RoomPact logo behind him. this is the final memory from that time period. It was you, Matt, that wanted to get this, right? Am I right? You were the one that initiated it.
I think I read that all the kids liked neon or something. It's the in thing.
So he's like, I'm going to get neon signs and we're going to bring him to conferences. And I'm like, there is no way I'm lugging a box with a neon sign across the country in my suitcase just to put it on a table for 2 hours. So we divided into like team neon and team not neon. At that point, I don't deny that the neon looks cool. I just don't want to be involved in transporting that thing to conferences.
I guess because, like, yeah, that is, like, you know, for people who aren't watching the video, I'd almost, like, just watch the portions where Matt is talking so you can see. Because, like, I am trying to figure out, like, how far back is it? How big is it? Because, like, where it is, which, I, you know, it's not, it's, like, as big as your head. So I'm just like, it's, okay, it's large. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a really bad one. Or this might be the first one that was bad. I forgot. There are two. I think one didn't make it at some point. No, it was the first one I just hated so much. I was like, I'm not putting that on a table in the exhibit hall. There's no way. But one of the things that Paul talked about, oh my gosh, I'm totally drawing a blank. Oh, bootstrapping. I think bootstrapping has definitely been difficult at some point. So, like, not having major funding behind us. But I think the beauty of it is that it forces us to think more creatively. And it forces us to really think about every dollar that we spend as a team. And I think a lot of our really kind of big creative endeavors have come from that. So rather than spending money on kind of a generic sponsorship, we think like, hey, how can we not spend money and get like kind of the same similar bang for like no dollars? And I think that has forced some creativity from our team. And I think when you read creatives talk about, I don't know, art or music, it's always like a lack of resources, I think, that really forces this creativity. And I've seen it happen in our team. And it's really awesome. And I don't think we're at risk of losing that anytime soon. And I hope it can be like that for the next 10 years, where we just really think about what we do in that manner.
Yeah, force constraints are, yeah, definitely a good kind of inspiration or catalyst, a fuel for creativity and innovation. But as we wrap up, because I think, you know, over the 10 years, that has been the spirit, the ethos that has driven the company. So I know you shared like the first conference, the scrappy experience that you had in the Econo Lodge and everything. Is there like a more recent memory, Matt, that you want to share to kind of bring us home, kind of have memories that sort of bookend the 10 years as we kind of finish up this celebratory episode?
Yeah, I for a second I was just floundering internally being like, oh my gosh, you put me on the spot. What am I going to say? And then I remembered it. So it was at a recent conference, and I'll say over the past, like the first 7 years of RoomPact, were a lot more of a challenge than the past three, maybe the first eight compared to the last two. And it was, I was inexperienced. I was younger. I didn't know what I was doing. And I think our team also reflected that at the time. We were just a very young company where we worked as hard as we could for each and every one of our clients. But internally, I think that none of us had ever had experience supervising or working on a team and kind of basic things like that, that are sometimes taken for granted at a larger company or with more experienced folks. So that has always been a struggle. And we've been really working on it internally at RoomPact, basically making sure that we have the right people on the team. And I looked around in New Orleans. The five of us were in a conference room talking to each other, and I saw it. It was just a complete team who just worked together really great, who trusted each other, who can have fun together at times. And it all popped into my head because we were discussing what should our next hire be? As a company, who should we hire next? What kind of position will that look like? And what I saw was basically people being very selfless and saying, I think we should hire for this role, or no, I think we should hire for this role, basically trying to make the other person's life easier. So I didn't see colleagues of mine kind of fighting for a fiefdom to make a stronger department of theirs. And to the podcast listeners, I used air quotes. It's a little weird to use the word department at a 5-person company. But same thing. So I didn't see people kind of trying to fight for a little department or for more power, if you will, under their purview. What I saw was people really thinking about the company and what is best for the company. And it was the first moment that it really clicked for me, where it was like, okay, this is amazing. We've been through some difficult years. It was tough to bootstrap. But now we're at this point where I think we have a team who is clicking on all cylinders. We're doing great together. We have a sizable client base of folks that we love working with. And it's just, I feel incredibly, incredibly lucky and grateful to work with all these people here. But that is my most recent favorite memory.
That is a beautiful, beautiful memory. And I guess any other sort of like final reflections, responses, because obviously like everybody's shared their memories and thoughts and everything, but anything else that folks want to wrap up with?
Yeah, I think we've all gotten to a point where it's a bit of a blend of coworkers, but also friends, because we'll all kind of throw something on our Slack channel if something interesting or something funny that I want to share. And you can kind of see it at the team retreats where we all just kind of get along as it feels like a reunion and have a lot of fun at the different activities that Matt plans for us. So it's been good.
Awesome. And yeah, I mean, I think it's just something where clearly that's like another sort of core part of RoomPack is like bringing all these people that, you know, have a lot of experience and passion for working in higher education, and that like, you know, those transitions, you know, those like anxieties and ambiguity or whatever, like all these different kind of emotions that are mixed into it. But like, that's so important, I think, you know, that like you kind of push through that, not just being like, we're not going to worry about people having to like kind of learn, you know, a different kind of culture of working and everything. It's like, no, this is important to us and we'll push through that. Like, we're going to like, you know, find the people that are drawn to this unique way of sort of working in the higher ed space and residence life in particular and everything. So,
Well, you're part of that too, Dustin, don't forget. So we also have our extended staff. I mean, these are the people that we employ full time, but you, our blog team for many years now and things like that, kind of that extended family too. I think that's what we try to bring to even folks that are just working with us part time and things like that. So you're a little bit a part of that story now too. So thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah. I mean, it's been several months. I mean, for anybody who's been kind of keeping up with the, you know, the rebooted ResEd Chat podcast, we certainly appreciate it. Yeah, and appreciate all the kind of extended family. I think like the Kuwai interns over the years that you all have brought on, you know, there's sort of like now kind of, you know, the web sort of reaches out even further, kind of threads sort of connecting, you know, and degrees of separation, folks can, you know, start to link back to their time at RoomPact and everything. And I'm very grateful to be able to work with you all in this way. I mean, this is my favorite RoomPact memory of like, cause it's very much, you know, now intertwined in sort of a lot of the relationships that I've developed kind of individually with you all over the years. And now being able to have sort of this tangible contribution to, you know, the organization and everything is, I feel the warmth. I feel the respect and just, you know, all the sort of values that you have, even my kind of little island that's connected to the RoomPack world. So, thank you all so much for hanging out, for sharing your memories and for the awesome work that you do and will continue to do, for, the higher ed world and residence life. So, thank you so much for this awesome and fun episode.